Hello, I'm Hugo Desler from Farming Circuits. We've got the pleasure of having Alan Coates online to talk to us and the and any farmer who's online. And I, so it's hello from me, Hugo. And Alan, are you on the line?
I am, Hugo. Yes, hello from me too. I'm very honoured and glad to be here.
Great. Look, I'll just do a very, very brief rundown of what Alan, what we've got here is. And then I'd like to hear you expand on that. Your name's Alan Coates, and you are an extraordinary experienced agriculture advisor, and you specialise in macadamia production in the Northern Rivers area of New South Wales, that's in Australia, naturally. And you also run a TAFE course, which is called Macadamia Production for Changing Climate, at the Wollongbar TAFE.
Wollongbar TAFE College?
Yes, and you incorporate into that topic biological farming principles for macadamia growers. So, Alan, would you like to expand a little bit on what your history is on, brief history is on advisory, because you are an extraordinary advisor, not just the run-of-the-mill advisors. You've sort of seen where farming is heading to, and you've changed the course of farming.
Thanks, Hugo. I primarily advise to macadamia growers in the northeastern region of New South Wales. I've been doing that for about 20 years now. My principles have always been to follow biological farming principles and to implement integrated pest management practices in pest and disease management. I focus very much on soils and soil health and what we can do to optimise our soil health. I primarily work with conventional commercial growers. I do work with some organic growers as well. My approach is to, shift our conventional approaches to as sustainable and biologically oriented as we possibly can. We do have limitations because we have some major pest issues that we don't have biocontrol for at the moment. And I've seen a significant change over that 20 years in particularly approaches to soil management. We have many growers that I work with now that make and use compost. Quite a number that use compost teas. We've seen significant improvements in soil health and tree health, and as a result, production, even though we've had some pretty difficult climatic years over the last few years. I also teach at a number of courses through the TAFE College, biological farming, macadamia production, integrated pest management courses as well.
So what are some of the courses you do teach?
Sorry, Hugo?
What are some of the courses you do teach?
I'm currently teaching a course in biological farming, looking at, as you said before, climate change and the impact on agriculture. It's primarily macadamia growers, although we have a vegetable grower, a blueberry grower, and three graziers in that group at the moment. So we cover a range of agricultural production systems. It's going really well. I'm really pleased with that. And part of the idea of the course is that students are required to develop a biological soil management plan for their properties. And for the macadamia growers, they're also required to develop an erosion management plan for their properties, because erosion is a major issue that we have in our higher rainfall environment. I also teach a macadamia production course. Currently we're combining that with an integrated pest management course. So we do that one evening a week, and then every third week we do a half day out in the field, particularly where we run through integrated pest management principles and how we monitor and make decisions on pest and disease management. We also run a straight soils production course, which is part of our organic farming course that we run. And it runs through soil physical properties and their management, soil nutrition and its management, and has a strong emphasis on soil biology. We also look at soil degradation issues and managing soil degradation.